Another sport is under the spotlight for widespread doping, track and field. A new report from the World Anti-Doping Agency alleges a, quote, deeply rooted culture of cheating at nearly every level of the Russian track and field program. The report details cheating by athletes, coaches, doctors, even the laboratory in Moscow that handled testing for the 2014 Winter Olympics. And it implicates the sport's governing body, the International Association of Athletics Federations, or the IAAF. Hajo Sapelt helped break the story with a documentary for German public broadcaster ARD. I reached him in Geneva earlier today. He said the most incriminating evidence came from hidden cameras.
Coaches talked about what has to be done to cover up doping. Doctors talked about what would be the best to prepare people with forbidden substances. Everything was on camera and was on audio. So there was a clear evidence, and that makes it different.
Sepelt's main sources were a pair of Russian whistleblowers. One was an anti-doping official, the other a former athlete.
They told me that the Russian Athletics Federation is in favor of doping, that a lot of coaches are working with doping substances and doping methods. And if you don't help, if you don't support the system, if you don't take drugs and if you don't use forbidden methods, you cannot be a member of the national team. If you want to win in Russia, if you want to win, for example, the national championships, you have to be a doper. So it's very easy. And it is a kind of culture of doping in Russia and the biggest country of the world.
With something this widespread, so many people involved, can you help us understand how this cover-up worked?
For example, if there was a suspicious blood test of an athlete in Russia, the Russian coaches or doctors went to the athlete and told him that we are able to cover up the doping test if you pay some money. So they paid some money, and this money was brought from the Russian officials to, at least partially, to some officials in the International Athletics Federation. And in some cases, they revealed the positive cases, and sometimes they didn't because the Russians paid money.
You did this documentary back in 2014. What response has there been from Russia, either to that or now?
The Russians called it always a pack of lies. They denied everything. They told me that we are more or less idiots, that we have no clue about what we are doing. And they are still believing in that we are just doing that because we want to destroy Russia and we want to blame the Russians for this. But as you can imagine, we are only journalists. And we want to reveal the truth.
Documentary maker Hajo Sapelt. We also want to note that Russia suspended 5 athletes for doping last week, including a well-known distance runner. Interpol today announced an investigation into the sport's international governing body, IAAF, in response to the allegations of corruption and bribery.